Time is a judge of reality. Nature has been around for billions of years. Thus, we know that nature is a manifestation of truth. People, in their current form, have been around for at most 200,000 years. And things aren't going very well right now for people. In the last 200 years, you've had an increase in what human beings brag about as civilization, and there have been a lot of good things that have happened. We're not going to say there haven't been a lot of good things that have happened. Nature was a severe world. And so it's not like there hasn't been some genuine progress in a lot of areas. The problem is that the way the human world order is set up right now is basically suicidal, and that humans are already doing a great deal of damage to all other life forms. And unless things are changed, and we mean change soon, like 50 years, the possibility of humans becoming extinct is very high. On top of that, human beings have gotten into a nuclear arms race with each other and are now building an unprecedented number of nuclear weapons, and via the United States, they've been junking nuclear arms treaties, which raises the possibility that humans could quickly exterminate themselves via a nuclear war. So this doesn't look good. It doesn't look very good, and it means that there's reason for change. Now we're going to talk here about being aware. How are you aware of reality? How do you become an aware person? How do you become a spiritual person? Lots of people talk about getting back to nature, which is good, which is good. I mean, going and walking in the woods, visiting spectacular natural wonders is good, is good. That's a good thing. And it can inspire you. It can inspire you. It can clear your head. However, for a large part of the world's population, it's not a realistic goal. It's not. If you're living in the slums of Karachi in Pakistan, or wherever, you don't have an immediate chance to go out and experience a great forest and mountains and so on. You don't. So what to do? The nature can be sensed, it can be felt. We have put stuff on our website of spectacular videos of nature and paintings and so on. So every age has its pluses and minuses. If you were living 100 years ago, you could not see these great videos. You could not see these beautiful landscape paintings and nature photography. You could not see this, okay? So you now have the chance to see this and be inspired. You can see a plant growing in your room. There are various ways to see and be inspired by all this. So these are realities of how you can be inspired. Ultimately, we are going to be in the middle of a conflict on this planet between those who want to defend the biological foundations of life and those who wish to destroy the biological foundations of life. Now, it's very important to understand that a good part of those who wish to destroy the biological foundations of life, indeed, probably all of them, deny that they are doing so. And this is particularly true of members of the liberal establishment in the United States. After all, it was Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama who launched the disastrous fracking boom and other horrors, as well as wars, imperialist wars, that slaughtered all sorts of innocent people. And it was Obama who restarted the Cold War with Russia, threatening the nuclear survival of humanity. So it's a question of being aware, being awake, being a member of the living not the living dead. You see, there's a difference between the living and the living dead. There are a lot of people who are alive that might as well be dead in terms of their spirituality. So you want to be a member of the living so you can focus your life and get guidance. We don't pretend to know exactly what you should do in your life. We do know that becoming aware will help you clarify things. There is a spirit of Dharma, of God, whatever your religion is, to give you a sense of purpose. There's karma, whether you act on that or do not act on that, or whether you get lost in the corporate world of profits and rewards of a system that is headed for oblivion, and you lose your spirituality and you lose your ability to focus. Ultimately, it's spirituality, the ability to focus, that is essential to make decisions, to act. And your ability to connect with nature is a part of that. That's why we set up our website. That's why we encourage you to visit the links on our website that are at the end of this lecture.